Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the place of there, the place that God has purposed and called us to, not a position, but a place of obedience and trust in Him, His will, His word, and His purpose and destiny for our lives. It is the place where we are changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, hype to hype, depth to depth, as we take the word, apply the word, live the word, growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as we do this, facing everyday life, everyday situations, expected, unexpected, seen and unseen, in our home, our family, our jobs, our careers, our churches, our family members, our children, wherever it's at, and as we apply the word of God by faith, we see God demonstrating His power, His authority in our life because we're changed, because we're not doing it in our own strength or our own power, not even with our own mind and our own heart, but we're doing it according to the word and the will of God. We're living it out day by day, and we're doing it as we apply that word. And sometimes it's not easy, and sometimes it's hard, but as we continue to do it and trust God and know that He's faithful, there is something that is seen in us that is greater and more magnificent than anything in the earth, because it is the glory of God being released and seen in us, a light that shines, that draws people, that attracts them, and they see us going through the same situations that they might face, but they see our outcome totally different. They see our mindset totally different, our faith and our hope totally different, because we trust in the God who never fails us, who is always faithful and true to His word and will do exceedingly abundantly far above what we ask, think, or even imagine. The God of heaven, the God of our salvation, our Redeemer, and He is an awesome God. Today, briefly, we're going to look and talk about just some folks in the Bible, and we know that we don't look at them as superhuman Christians. We look at them as everyday individuals living in a different time, in a different season, but we see the Word of God being active in their life as it is in us as we study that Word, learn, grow, and see even the things that they did and did not do that pleased God, but it didn't refute the word. And we're going to go and we're going to talk briefly about the children of Israel. The Bible lets us know that the Lord was with them when He brought them out of Egypt, that He was with them. He was a fire to them by night, and He was a cloud to them by day, and that He was there with them every single day in a physical form that they could actually see, that they can actually understand, that He was there with them in this form for 40 years, every single day that they were out in the wilderness, He was there in that form with them. The form that they could physically see, the form that they physically understood and knew, He was there with them, and He did not forsake them. He didn't leave them. He was there. He was guiding them. He was directing them, and they saw, physically saw the presence of God, physically saw and understood and knew that this was God, that this was His power, that this was His anointing, and this was His authority and His word and His will over their life. They saw and recognized that, but yet still, even though they saw it, they understood it, they recognized it, they still did not obey and do the things that God told them that pleased God. They still became stiff-necked. They still rebelled against the will of God. And they saw physically God. They saw the manifestation. And this was not a little manifestation. There were millions of them coming out of Egypt, and that pillar that they saw, that cloud that they saw, that fire that they saw, that was there to cover them the entire time, and they saw it over the people. They saw this demonstration over the people, but yet they still rebelled. And the Word of God lets us know that the Old Testament is our schoolmaster, our place of learning, so that we don't repeat the same mistakes. And I'm saying this because there are times that we can get the word, we can have a word from the Lord, we can read the word and know what the Lord is saying and what he's requiring of us and what he wants us to do, but yet we still choose to be stiff-necked, we still choose to rebel. We still choose to do it our own way. We still try to do it by our own hands instead of allowing God to be God in our lives. There are times that we have to walk. The Bible says that we're to live by faith. We have to walk and live by faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You cannot please God if you do not have faith. Your faith says, I know he is God, I believe that he is God, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. That means as I go after God's will, God's heart, God's mind, God's word, he's going to reward me in the fact that I'm coming out with victory. He's with me. He's talking to me. He's reassuring me. He's giving me my answers. He's giving me what I need. He's protecting me. He's making sure I come out of this thing looking like him and that I demonstrate his power because I'm searching for him. I'm not searching for my own answer, my own way, my own truth, because the word lets us know there's a way that seemeth right to all men, but at the end thereof is destruction. That means that you can think that you're right in your own mind, that it's your own righteousness, but it's not God's, and it's not the path that he's chosen, and at the end of it, it's going to lead to a road of destruction, and we do not want that for anything in our lives. So we want to make sure that we are following the command, the precepts, the word of God, being led by his spirit, not our own. And as we do, we are being changed. That whatever God is telling us, whatever we have to face, whatever we have to go through, it's going to work out for our good. We don't always see it, know it, understand how it is, but it's going to work out as an overcoming testimony, as a praise report, as glory unto God, and others are going to see and know about it and be encouraged. They're going to be, some of them are even going to be saved. They're even going to be strengthened by our testimony. So what we're going through, we may not understand it now, and we may not see how it's going to work, but we have to trust and know by faith that it's going to work for our good, that God is faithful and he cannot lie, and everything that he said in his word is going to come to pass if we believe and we trust. And we have to understand that when God speaks a word, that word is going to come to pass, but we are being tried to see if we believe what God says. Do we believe that he is? Do we believe that he's a rewarder? Do we believe that he's well able? Do we believe that he has the power? Do we believe that he won't fail us? Can you wait on God and be of good courage and trust him even when you don't have or see the answer and things are really sticky, the pressure's on? Can you do that? Because your faith says he's not going to fail me. And I have been in some places and some situations in my life and every area, and I've had to say that, no one else around me was encouraging me. I had to encourage myself in the Lord, knowing that what I say, what I preach, I believe it too. And as I'm tried by that, as I'm going through that process, whether it was with the loss of my parents, both of my parents, things that happen in the ministry, financial, physical things, things that happen with my children, no matter what it was, I had to trust God and is faithful to do what he says. And as I held on to the word, as I held on to the promises of God, as I held on to him being everything that he says, he always came through, and it has worked and is working and shall continue to work for my good. I don't know how. I'm not going to try to figure it out, but I know that it will. So do not be like the children of Israel, and they had the presence of God there. They had him there in a physical arena that they can see, and they yet still decided to get stiff-necked and rebel against the word and the will of God. Don't do that. Whatever the Lord is telling you, whatever he's saying, trust me with, then trust him, because he's well able to do it. He is not a lying God. He has all power. And the last thing will work for your good. There has never been a weapon that is formed against you that will ever prosper, and the enemy is not going to get rich at your expense. That's not the will and the word of God. God is going to work it out for your good and cause you to triumph in his name. Pastor Cheryl Saxon, I pray that this is encouraging you, and we'll go into it again on tomorrow, but I want you to be encouraged and know that God is faithful and to trust him, and he will become all or be all that you need him to be in the time of trouble. He'll be a very present help. God bless you. Be encouraged in the Lord, and thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there, while we walk by faith and not by sight. God bless you.